Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode one of Juvo Hub. Juvo Hub is your helping hand in property management, a true hub for all training and HR professionals in the property management industry. So I am really, really excited to launch this first episode for our industry, and I'm even more excited about our first guest that we have on today's show. I have with me today Mr. John T. Rebo, Corporate Wellness Specialist and Employee Benefits Advisor at the Higginbotham Company. John, welcome. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, nice to be here, Jonathan. It's a thrill to be part of the very first episode, so I'm really happy to be here with you.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time out for us today. So let's just get started. What brought you into, you know, our today's topic is about wellness and how there's just so many components to how we as professionals have to, you know, embrace that as part of our culture today. But tell us a little bit about yourself. What brought you into the wellness component of the industry?
Yeah, sure. I did a lot of work in the financial services industry, and specifically was working in the 401k market. And about 2 or 3 years ago, I started seeing a lot of talk about financial wellness. And I'm like, well, what is financial wellness? And I need to take a closer look at that. And then it really made me dive into even more so about wellness, overall wellness. And it really made me look even deeper into financial wellness. As I was doing my research in wellness, I kept on hearing so much talk about stress. And stress is what causes all of these problems. People to, you know, drink too much and to overeat mm-hmm. and live sedentary lives. And I'm like, well, what in the world is causing this stress? And my research showed me that a lot of this stress comes from financial stress, that people are concerned about their finances, but it also goes through my research into many other different things. You know, I think there's kind of three components to it. It's not only financial, but there's also a spiritual aspect to it and a financial aspect. So over the last 3 years, I have really dug into it. Yeah. So that's kind of that background.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, so timely, so timely. Sometimes we get so focused on, well, what is it going to take to make the money? You know, what is it going to take to have that retirement fund? What is it going to take to get my kids through college? And we forget the other components that really help facilitate that. Those are fantastic goals to have. We need to have them, but there's so much that's, you know, part of that. So you shared with me that you wrote a nice, concise ebook about wellness. You called it KISS, and you dive into those three components of physical, spiritual, financial, and how simple things that we can think about that contribute to our overall wellness. So let's hit each of them. So you start off with physical. So how does physical wellness, what does your book talk about? What's your take on that?
Yeah, you touched on it a little bit. Most people are familiar with the acronym KISS, keep it simple, stupid. You know, if stupid's a difficult word for you, you can also put silly in there. So however you want to look at it, I just had kind of a Jerry Maguire moment, if any of you are familiar with the movie, and it seems like a lot of people tend to make things just a little bit too difficult. And if you can really keep things simple, it really helps out. And in regards to the whole physical side of things, you know, in regards to being physically well, it doesn't require all that much work. I mean, some very simple things like just a mild amount of exercise is a very good thing. Maybe just walking. Some other things in regards to physical wellness is how you eat. It doesn't have to be, you know, an elaborate diet or meal plan. Maybe just kind of keep an eye on what you're eating, staying away from sugars, and maybe not eating late at night. These are things that that are very simple and easy to do and could really, really pay big dividends in regards to just being physically fit. The whole idea of just going forward and spending the time to watch what you eat, it actually makes you feel better. I feel better if I'm conscious of what I'm eating and how I'm exercising. So it doesn't have to be elaborate, just very simple things. And it can help you sleep better at night. Mm-hmm. And let's mm-hmm. just keep it simple.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's great. So would you say, I guess we'll use the analogy, what happens every New Year's. So every New Year's people are, they have that on their mind. Well, I want to eat better and exercise more. And it lasts for many of us a month and then we get back into the grind of our life. And we start forgetting that. What have you done, or maybe what can you share that would help people maintain consistency in their physical wellness? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I honestly, Jonathan, I think a lot of it comes back to the simplicity factor. I think a lot of people, what happen is they decide at the beginning of the year, they're going to, you know, do this exercise program. They're going to do all this eating. And I think that they set themselves up for failure, that they just do too much. Okay. Let's just start slow and get into it. Just kind of one step at a time I don't think any one type of exercise program is better than any other. Let's just start. Let's do it. Right. So I really think it's just baby steps. Get into it and just you'll start feeling better. It takes some time, but just you got to try and stay with it.
Right. Yeah. No, that's beautiful. I remember all the times I went crazy and joined the gym and got some magazine and had all these, you know, 30 days to this and 90 days to that and always failed. So I'm with you on that. For me, it's been a personal journey for the last few years just to maintain that consistency. And that's your advice is what I've done my best to apply. Just steady, simple, consistent. And it's opened up a world for me. I mean, I've opened a new business where, you know, things are going good for you and your family. You and I sidebar and chat about that all the time. So great tips. That's awesome, man. So let's get to the next component. So you talk about spiritual, in spirituality, so to speak, and how that helps with wellness. So tell us about that. How does that contribute to overall wellness?
Yeah, I think it's really important to be okay with yourself. You know, you need to be find a way to be happy with who you are and what's going on. And the whole spiritual side of it is, I think it's a way to just kind of reflect and find some time to be quiet. I know that there's a lot of talk these days about mindfulness and yoga and you know, just meditation. I think these are all good. And I think it's critically important to just find time to be quiet. And I just think it's really important. It has helped me to try and find some time in the morning just to be quiet before I get the day going. I think it's important, even, you know, on the physical side of things as well as with the spiritual, is to find other people that you can communicate and talk with and be open with. So I think it's really important to find some quiet time to reflect on just slow down and take a look at what's going on. I think it's really important. There's tons of books that you can read. And once again, keep it simple. You know, find something that makes sense to you and just slowly dive in. Maybe you read a few pages out of some type of motivational book or a spiritual book, whatever works for you. So once again, really staying tight with the keep it simple.
Yeah. Yeah. That's beautiful. So what's your take on, like, I see this all the time where, especially like on social media, people will be like, well, I need to go through a detox, like a technology detox, because there's just so much, and we get it, there's just so much negativity. So any thoughts on that? Like, we talked a moment ago about keep it simple with physical exercise. You know, what do you think people can do when it comes to social media or technology? Anything that you think would be beneficial from a balanced perspective, I guess? Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Well, as you were talking about technology, I was really kind of thinking about unplugging and finding quiet time. I'm sure, and I know that there are apps out there that help with meditation and things of that nature. And I think that they're probably great. I've toyed around with a couple, but my experience and kind of the way I do it is really try to unplug. Is I wake up in the morning and I go into actually our living room. And I typically get up before anybody else in the family. And I just read out of some books and I'm just quiet and try and see what these books are saying to me. And it just really helps me to get my day going forward. I really also work on just, you know, kind of a spiritual thing, believe it or not, is I think just living one day at a time is big. I mean, if I start looking out into the future, oh boy, I can get anxious.
Yeah.
And if I get into taking a look at the past where I may have made some mistakes, it can be depressing. You know, right now, today, as you and I speak, even amidst all of this crazy coronavirus that's going on, I am okay.
Yeah.
You know, right this very second, I am okay.
Yeah.
So just kind of some examples that I do personally.
Yeah, no, what a timely subject too, because, you know, it can easily get overwhelming on the media with what's happening in the whole world with coronavirus and we could easily get off on a banter here right now with all of the things that could happen, but
sure.
But wonderful. Yeah. Focus on today. I mean, but it's all part of that process of like, we need to be problem solvers and being industry leaders. That's kind of your and I it's our responsibility for our viewers, listeners to this episode, that we're all taking that away, that there's no reason to, you know, just wave the white flag and give up. We're only going to be successful for our industry if we continue to try and help each other, continue to make strides forward to provide resources and have that solid outlook on what is coming for our industry. So I love it, man. That's awesome. Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. So physical, spiritual, you know, the mental framework. So we get down to like the opening kind of how the show started. Everybody's overall goal, raising a family, kids going to college, thinking about retirement. So there's that financial component, financial planning, financial benefits, and having expectations and goals that we all want to try to attain to take care of our family. So what is your comments, your thoughts on now we get into financial wellness? Like what gets us there to have that mindset?
Yeah, yes. And this is really where the whole journey started with me, was on the financial wellness side of things. And I just think the biggest part of financial wellness is to have a good understanding of where you are financially. So understand where you are currently. And sometimes it can be a very scary, daunting task to take a look at, you know, where is the 401k, or when do I start a 401k? I don't have one. You know, it all comes back to the simple part of it. And it goes into understanding where you are financially right now. I mean, you need to take a look at it. Whenever you put your head in the sand and don't look at it, I think it creates even more stress because you just don't know what the situation is and you're right. worried about it. Yeah. The other thing is gosh, these are going to be such trying times. So, you know, it comes back to, you know, this financial part that you can really rely on some of your, you know, your physical wellness and your spiritual wellness, maybe to help overcome some of the stress that you're feeling because of the finances.
Right.
And you just have, yeah. So I think you have to look at where you are, you know, take a deep breath and take a look at it. To put your head in the sand doesn't make any sense. Then from there, you know, there are these other simple things that you can do is just start making some budgets. You know, the goal would be is that you have more income coming in than you have going out, and learn how to save a little bit, learn how to invest a little bit. Once again, just simple steps. But I think the very first step is a lot of people don't really understand where they are currently.
Okay. So that's good. So any tips on how they could manage that? So let's expound on that statement just for a minute, if you don't mind. They don't know where they're at currently. So if I heard you right, stop ignoring it and have that conversation, whether it's with yourself or a financial, like where, what would be some realistic.
Yeah, no, okay. Okay. This is good. And maybe I wasn't clear, but really I think the best way to do this, and this is for me, there's all kinds of apps out there that can help you. I am talking about getting an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. And you need to pull out all of your assets. You know, hopefully you have some. I mean, there are people that don't and maybe even have a negative net worth. So what you need to do is you need to write down all of your assets. You know, what kind of equity you have in your house. Right. If, you know, so everything, the equity in your house, what you have in your 401k, what you have in your savings account, what you have in your checking account. Add them all up, every asset that you can think of, how much the value of your car is. Write everything down that you can think of. If you need to really spruce things up a little bit, how much does the furniture in your house, what's that worth? Try and bump up that asset, those assets, and make them look good. Mm-hmm. But then you also need to go ahead and take a look at your liabilities. Liabilities are things such as credit card debt, student loans, these things, and that needs to go on the other side of the paper. All your assets get lined up on one side, all of your liabilities get lined up on the other. So that's how you come up with your net worth. Everything on the asset side is a number. Everything on the liability side is a negative. So you subtract your assets from your liabilities, and that's going to tell you what your net worth is. Hopefully that's a positive number. If it's not, then, you know, there's ways to remedy it. But that's a first start. List all of your assets and all of your liabilities. And then, the last thing to go along with this is your monthly expenses. Literally get an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper out and write down every expense you have on a monthly basis, you know, the gas bill, the mortgage or the rent, your cell phone bill, all of them, every single one of them, how much money you spend on groceries, write those down, add them up. And then hopefully on the other side of the column is how much money you bring in on a monthly basis. And I'm talking about after taxes, what shows up in your checking account every month. Mm-hmm. What you hope for is what's showing up in your checking account at the end of the month is more than what's going out every month. So these are simple kind of basic things that you don't need an app or anything funny to look at to see if things are balancing.
Right. That's great. Yeah, the old fashioned, you know, when you, I've talked about this in some training classes. It's that tactile approach to accountability. When you don't really have anything visual in front of you, it makes it difficult to make yourself accountable. So I love that. Love it. Yeah. Write it down and hold yourself accountable, or have somebody hold yourself accountable. Like our family, our spouse or significant other, we hold each other accountable, right? Make sure that we, not spending too much, because it can quickly all be gone. So, yeah, that's great. I love it. Nice stuff, John. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, just real simple stuff.
Yeah. So that goes back to your little ebook, KISS. Keep it simple. Keep it simple, silly. Keep it simple, stupid. However you want to label it, and take it one day at a time. Those are some of my key takeaways from talking to you today. So, where can people connect with you? Thank you for being on the show. How do you want people to reach out and connect with you on the social level?
Yeah, sure. Probably the best way for me is actually on LinkedIn, and it's just John T. Riebel, J-O-H-N T. Riebel, R-E-B-O-L. That's my most active social network. I am on Facebook and some of the other social media, but I spend more time on LinkedIn.
Okay, perfect, perfect. We'll put that in the show notes, along with a link to your ebook too, so people can have a copy if they want to download it and take a look at it and use it for themselves. So, yeah, once again, thank you. Episode 1. Wonderful to have you on the show today, and look forward to having you on future episodes.